Great. So a reading from 2 Timothy 2, verse 1-7, and then verse 22-26. So that's page 1195 in the Church Bibles. Great. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you may heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Now 22, 26. Flick over the page. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will. This is the word of the Lord.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, T. Okay. So, children at the front, feel free to carry on colouring. There may be points where I ask some questions, so just make sure you're still listening. All right, and there's some pictures that we'll see up on the screen as well for all of us, whatever age we are. Okay, so earlier we had a little go at trying to work out what jobs people do by trying to figure out a clue and having a bit of a visual prompt. So the reason we did that is because in this passage, Paul is essentially giving Timothy the job description for being a Christian. Okay, so that's kind of what we're thinking about today, the job description for being a Christian. Okay, now, not everybody in this room will know what a job description is. So perhaps somebody who does know, would you mind just shouting it out? Don't be shy. Or I'll just ask. I'll go on, Naomi. Brilliant, what someone does. Okay, what else might be on a job description? Ben Shelley, what might be on a job description? Yeah, fab, the roles that you might be required to fill as part of the job. One final thing. So things that you've got to do. Put in. Yeah, thanks, Becky. The hours you might work. Fab, okay. And it might say that they're looking for certain skills as well. Okay, so that's what we mean when we talk about a job description. So Paul's job description for Timothy is not exactly for an astronaut or a bus driver or a chef or jobs that we kind of really readily recognise today. He starts off and he uses three different images before kind of cracking on with the job description for a Christian. So we'll look at those three images that he uses to show Timothy how we can be a Christian. So the first one is this one. Okay, children, this is the moment to have a look on the screen. So we've got here a couple of different good soldiers. Okay, the one on the left is Billy Strachan. He was a pilot from the Caribbean in World War II. And then on the right, I can't remember her name, but she's an army nurse. Okay, so just talk to the person next to you for a sec. What makes a good soldier? What makes a good soldier? Okay, can I have a couple of suggestions? What makes a good soldier? Marine, what makes a good soldier? Okay, soldiers don't ask too many questions. They're following orders. Okay, maybe somebody from this side of the room? Somebody that obeys? Yeah, obeys their commands. Brilliant, okay. And Paul says to Timothy, don't get entangled, don't get mixed up in the concerns of civilian life. Yeah, so please the commanding officer, And don't get distracted by what else is going on. Fab. Okay, next one. Okay, so we've got here three different excellent athletes. Okay, I'm going to ask you to talk to the person next to you again. How do athletes win medals? How do athletes win medals? Okay, how do athletes win medals? Sarah, how do athletes win medals? Excellent, they do some practice. Now, do we think athletes like these do a little bit of practice, medium amount of practice, or every day? Jake, what do you reckon? Every day, brilliant. So they work super hard, they train really hard, and that's how they win medals, brilliant. They have to compete by the rules as well, don't they? Yeah, they don't get medals. Well, sometimes they do get medals if they cheat, but usually they're found out, okay? Last one. The last one, please, Phil, sorry. Okay, we've got some hardworking farmers on here, okay? And the little family at the top, there's three generations of farmers. I'm assuming that the little ones are helping out with feeding the chickens and things like that. But so hardworking farmers, perhaps just tell me this time, how do we, what do we know about farmers that we know that they're hardworking? Yeah, brilliant. They get up really early, don't they? Yeah, long hours, hard work. Yeah, quite physical. Okay, fab. And it says in the passage that the hardworking farmer ought to get the share of the crops. Okay, so being kind of rewarded for their labour. Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much, Phil. So, Paul's main message isn't just to kind of use these three images, but they are really helpful in kind of helping us to think about what it means to be a Christian. So being like a soldier, pleasing our commanding officer, being like an athlete, training hard, running to get that prize, competing by the rules, and also thinking about being hardworking. And I guess caring, one of the children this morning said, a farmer is caring for their animals or for their crops. At lunchtime today, Ed and I were watching a programme about the Mediterranean Sea and how it's been overfished, and now some of the fishermen are being paid to kind of trawl plastic out of the sea. So it's great for them that they've still got something to do. But yeah, thinking about being hardworking, long hours, tough, and sometimes kind of a bit unrewarding. So the next part of the passage that T read to us, there's loads of different ways in which Paul says that we can, or that Timothy can be a good disciple, be a Christian. And I think they can be summarised into three helpfully memorable little phrases. And they are on the little sheets that you should have found on your seats. So the first one is be holy. The second one is stay true. And the third one is go gently. I'll just say them again together and then we'll say them all together. So be holy, stay true, go gently. Can you say it with me? Be holy, stay true, go gently. Fab. So we're going to look at them each in turn. So the first one then, be holy. So there's lots of things in this passage that Paul kind of tells Timothy to pursue or to follow. And lots of things that he suggests that Timothy might want to avoid. So some of those things he wants us to pursue are righteousness, faith, love, and peace, gentleness. And some of the things that Paul tells Timothy to turn away from are wickedness and stupid arguments. He talks about not fighting about words, not getting caught up in quarrels. Okay, so I've got a couple of props with me. First one's this. I, along with hundreds of thousands, I imagine, of other people, read this over Christmas. Have we got any Michelle Obama fans in the room? Yeah? Okay, I'm a big fan. I feel like we'd be friends if we ever met, you know? In Michelle Obama's book, at the end, she talks about the kind of final few weeks and months in the White House, getting ready to hand over to the next first family. And she talks about how she spoke at a lot of commencement speeches, which I think are like graduations at universities in the US. And she used a phrase which she said that she and her husband Barak used kind of like to live by, which is, when they go low, we go high. When they go low, we go high. I think that kind of in this passage, we can kind of see that a little bit. So Paul's saying to Timothy, don't get involved in these quarrels about words. Instruct people who disagree with you with gentleness. Be patient. And that's not easy. I'm not going to say that it is, but that's the calling that is required of us. You know, that holiness, that's what we're asked to do. When they go low, we go high. Okay, so the next one, so that was be holy. Next one, thinking about staying true. Hopefully you can see what this says. So it says, Edward, he's just there, who's my husband, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. Can you guys see this over here? Yeah. Okay. And then it says at the bottom, on your baptism at St. Aldate. So that was the church that Ed and his family were part of when he got baptized in Oxford. And this was a gift from Ed's nan, Ailsa, who went to be with the Lord a couple of Novembers ago. And we're very thankful to God for her role in our lives. Now, the reason I've got this, apart from the fact that it's literally the right verse, amazing. Thanks, Nanny. That a little bit like Ed's nan in 2 Timothy, Paul starts off the letter by saying about the faith that lived in Timothy's nan, Lois, and Timothy's mum, Eunice, has been passed on to him. And then he starts off, so he says, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus, pass on what you've heard to faithful people who'll teach others. So he's kind of talking about staying true, holding on to what you believe, like Mumford and Sons used to sing, and passing on the baton of their faith. Okay. And I remember one conversation I had with Ailsa, Nanny. She used to get me to call her my other nanny. She was very lovely. She said to me once, I'm so grateful that all my grandchildren belong to the Lord. Isn't that just amazing? Just what a heritage we have in her. So yeah, similar to Timothy, you're thinking about kind of passing on the baton of our faith, staying true, okay? Now, I'm just going to give us maybe 30 seconds. Just have a little think, just quietly to yourself, or talk to the person next to you if you want to. Think about someone who's been like Eunice or like Lois or like Paul to you. So put yourself in Timothy's shoes. So think, who is it or who are the people in my life who've passed on the baton of their faith to me? And just take 30 seconds or so just to be thankful for them. Okay, now I just want you to think of somebody who you could pass the baton on to. Okay, so maybe somebody in your workplace, maybe a neighbour, maybe a family member, someone who sits opposite you at school, a housemate. And just ask God to show you how you can pass that baton on of your faith in Jesus to them. Okay, so we've had be holy, we've had stay true. Anyone remember what the last one is? Go gently, fab. Okay, thank you. So here we have a candle. If everybody collectively attempted to blow it out, I suspect that it would go out. If I sneezed in the wrong direction, it would go out, wouldn't it? Yeah, so it's kind of quite fragile. Yeah, but if all the lights were switched off and it was dark outside, we'd be able to see, wouldn't we? We'd be able to see not that much, but we'd be able to see a little bit. Okay, so Jesus talks about how he's the light of the world, and he tells us that we're the light of the world too. Okay, and sometimes we need to take a stand against things and shine like a light. And Jesus did that, didn't he? So he turned the tables over in the temple, and he, you know, told people off for being hypocritical about things. But he was also hugely compassionate. And it says in the Bible that a bruised reed he will not break and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. So, you know, there is a gentleness about Jesus as well. And particularly in the last little bit of the passage that we heard today, it talks about instructing your opponents with gentleness. You know, we see in the news, you know, debates at high level are not conducted with gentleness, are they? Yeah, and it's so easy to get caught up into, you know, aggressive debates and arguments about things. So yeah, this calling to kind of go gently, shining as a light, standing against the darkness, holding up a light, but doing it with gentleness. Yeah, it's something that I think we can really hold on to. Okay, so as I finish, let's just kind of recap those three different things, and we'll just pray through each one of them. So we have be holy, stay true, and go gently. So Lord, this week, show me, show us where we can be holy. Show us where we need to avoid arguments. Show us where we can pursue peace. Lord, this week, show us where we can stay true. Make us thankful for people who've passed on their faith to us. Help us to pass on the baton of our faith to the next generation. And lastly, Lord, help us to go gently. Help us to shine as a light, be patient, and be people of peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.